Hey, Doc Danny here, and I just want to say thank you for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. If you want to get involved in the conversation and get your questions answered and feedback from myself and 1,500 other people within the PT Entrepreneur community, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. This is a great group for anybody that is in business or thinking about going into business for themselves and wants the support of other people like me and other practitioners out there that are entrepreneurs. So guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy this episode. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today is Thursday. It's a short little episode we're going to get into, in particular on the topic of growth versus excellence, or growth versus lifestyle, and looking at your business in terms of what you actually want versus what you can kind of grow yourself into, right? So let me give you some context for this. So I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's a chiropractor, and he has, I think, 5 or 6 practices now, quite a few. And we were chatting about his business growth and the things that they've done, and what he's seen that's worked, and what he's trying to do. And he wants to have practices all over the country, and he has this really huge vision, right? And I was sitting there, kind of listening to him, and I was thinking, man, I want nothing to do with that. I mean, that doesn't sound like what I want to do at all. And it just comes down to what you value and what you're interested in doing, you know, for your life, not necessarily your business. Like, your business should support the life that you want, not your life shouldn't be your business, unless, you know, that's what you really want, right? And if you're in a huge growth mode, right? So growth mindset, grow to as many practices as possible, franchise maybe, and, you know, go nationwide, worldwide, all kinds of stuff. That's awesome. But you also have to look at, like, the flip side of that. Well, what comes along with that? How much time is associated with that? You know, how much time away from your family is associated with that? Lots of things. So when we look at business, this is one thing that I want you to think about, because where we've gotten ourselves to is multiple practitioners within a cash practice. We definitely have, I mean, we have the opportunity to scale significantly more than what we've taken advantage of. And a lot of that is intentional. It's because, you know, we would prefer to stay smaller, but have really, really high quality, have less headaches to manage, you know, and have to deal with, and focus on being the best at something and not necessarily the biggest. And for you, you may also be looking at your business. Maybe it's a new business and you're just getting started. You got your new practice or whatever. And, you know, you might be thinking to yourself, this is cool. Yeah, I know I should probably grow and add administrative help and do X, Y, and Z, be able to add another staff provider and be able to make money when I'm not there and pass the hit by the bus test, right? I talk a lot about that. I do think that if you're looking to build a true business, you have to be able to take yourself out of it. But there's something to be said for, what do you enjoy? There's actually a lot to be said for that. And for me, today's a Monday. It's a clinic day that I'm recording this. Actually, I don't have a 6 a.m. this morning, so I'm sitting in my car. It's 6:15 in the morning, and I'm recording this. Probably look like a weirdo in the parking lot, but we have another person in there that's working with one of our PTs, and it's kind of loud. So anyway, giving you a little visual of what's happening right now. So here's why I'm saying this, is I like seeing people. I really like it. I like working with people as a physical therapist. I went to school for a long time. I've gone to tons of continuing education work, and I feel like I've become pretty good at my profession. You know, I always can improve, obviously, just like everyone else, but I can help people. I know I can help people, and I like that. I get a lot of personal satisfaction out of it. I enjoy being in clinic and being around other people. Now, is that the most scalable thing for me to do for my business? No, it's not. But is it something that I get personal satisfaction out of, and does it improve my quality of life? Yes, I like days like this. I look forward to days like this. And it's a reason why I keep them on my schedule. So you might be thinking to yourself, well, I don't really want to grow past myself. I just want to have a schedule that allows me to, you know, see enough patients to be able to replace my income, maybe a little bit more, be able to have some flexibility in the way that I structure my schedule to have a lot more autonomy and say over what I do with people. And that's why, you know, you decide to go into business for yourself. That's why I decided to go into business for myself in a lot of ways. And it just sort of inherently snowballed into, you know, more than what we expected in a really good way. Like, we're really happy with the growth in our business that we've made. But I would be, you know, back in the day when I was seeing people and it was just me in the corner of a gym by myself, I really liked it. You know, I had a lot of fun in that setting, and I really enjoyed, you know, being able to work with people and help them achieve the goals that they have. And that's something that I don't want you to get lost in the idea of, like, business growth, whatever. You know, we're practitioners, and I know sometimes it can get in our way as clinicians trying to grow a business, but you got to also look at what you like to do. So maybe it's not always about how big can you get this business that you're starting, but what do you want this business to allow you to do, right? That's the better question to ask, it to take a step back and say, okay, why am I starting this business? What are my intentions, and what do you want your life to look like? What do you want your week and your month and your year to look like? You know, do you have a family? How much time do you want to spend with them? Do you have aspirations of, you know, growing multiple clinics, and you have this grand vision of what you want to accomplish, and that's what's driving you? Cool. Then you have to know what those things are before you go into business, because it's very easy to get around other business owners, and the mindset really is, if you're not growing, you're dying. I hear this all the time. If you're not growing, you're dying. If you're not growing, you're dying. I mean, I can see how that, how people can say that, right? But if you're profitable and you're content and you're happy, I have no issues with that. You know, like, if you're really happy with where you're at and your business is just tapered off, maybe you're making slight increases in terms of growth year over year, but for the most part, you're just kind of on cruise control, but yet you're content and happy. Like, who's to say that's not the right thing for you to do for your business? You know, just because somebody tells you that you need to scale to, you know, 10 practices in the next 5 years and then you need to try to sell to a private equity company, like, that might be their vision, but that might not be yours. And to do that and to really understand what you're working towards, like, what your goals are, you have to know what you want your life to look like. And that is where many people lose track, as they get wrapped up in this growth, you know, kind of contest. Who can grow the fastest? Who's hiring the most amount of people? Who's growing their revenue the most? Versus, you know, what are your goals? What do you want to get out of this? What do you want your life to look like? And who do you want to be around? Who do you want to surround yourself with? What do you want your day-to-day to look like? That's really where it's at. So don't necessarily think that growth is always better. Better is better, and better is dependent on whatever you say it is. And that's the biggest thing that I want you to take away from this. Not everybody has to have the same goals. And comparing yourself to other people is a great way for you to feel like shit. Because what they say, comparison is the thief of joy. It's never going to get you anywhere. So focus on what you want to accomplish. And we have people in, you know, even in our mastermind group, lots of people are trying to scale past themselves. We have a couple people in our group. One lady in particular, she's a mom. She's a newer mom. She wants to be able to replace her income in 2 to 3 days of working on her own, so that she can be, primarily a mom to her daughter, the rest of the time. And that's all she wants. But in order to get to that point, you know, she's working with us. She wants help to be able to scale to that point, to be able to structure things in a way where she can be efficient and, you know, do the least amount of work possible to replace her income, so she can spend the most amount of time with her daughter. That's her goal, right? That's what she wants to accomplish, and she knows what it is. And it's very easy to make decisions once you know what that end result really looks like. And it could change. After a few years, maybe she decides, cool, she's off to elementary school. Maybe I want to increase my schedule, and maybe I want to grow to a larger practice or whatever. It can change, but currently, you have to really understand what you're going for so that you can make the decisions based on what helps you achieve that. So guys, I hope that this helps you out. Maybe you're in this phase now where you're like, man, I'm not growing like everybody else. What do you want to do, right? You got to figure that out first. Don't get down on yourself and stop comparing yourself to other people, because you have to understand your goals might be different than theirs. They may not be happy. I know plenty of people with big businesses that are really, they're assholes, and they're unenjoyable to be around, and they're just unhappy. And I wouldn't trade that for anything. keep your $50 million business and your shitty life, you know, when you're working on your third marriage and you can't stand to be around anybody because all you want to do is work. Like, that's not a place that I want to be. And, you know, that's something that I've decided on, right? So I'm not going to let that happen in business drive me to a point where it ruins relationships just because people are thinking about growing as much as possible. So anyway, hope this helps. If you're trying to stay small, don't feel bad. If you're trying to grow as big as possible, awesome. Go for it. Just decide what's right for you first and then get after it. You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.